be one of us in January 1st.
Nah, that's fine. Thanks, man.
The reason for my question is, let's say they didn't own it for a while, let's say they had bought it.
Yeah.
And they bought it for personal use.
You're right.
I don't want them to have a refund, but the refund go to the new
owner.
You're
right, if they bought it mid-year and the taxes were figured with it being a commercial property, then there would have been more tax due then.
Yeah.
So they'd actually be making money. But the way this sounds like, these folks have owned this since 15, okay. So they've just decided to make it their own personal home, get it out of the
commercial.
I was told incorrectly then.
No, you were told what you...
Yep.
And then what'd you... Oh, so that's all on Exhibit D? Do you guys have any questions on Exhibit D?
I think that was everything. Oh, the one that bought from the city of Branson, I forgot.
I guess it was... They bought it in 20. In December of 20 when it was bought.
Are you talking about
the
abatement that you went and got the information on?
Yeah.
Okay, that's on Exhibit B, not D. So do you have anything else on D, Sheila?
Oh, we're on D. Sorry about that. No.
Move to approve Exhibit D, dated 10/25/21.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And we will move back to the occupancy.
Yep.
Which you're calling Exhibit B.
Yep.
And that's the one that you went in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they bought it in, I think Andy told me, December of 20. So they bought it the last few months of 2020. So, and no, there was no increase notice that we could buy.
But it was purchased last year.
Yes.
But by no notice sent, that'll just give them the right to file under protest with the collector, so she'll know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for getting that.
Thanks.
Move to approve. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 10/25/21.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No problem, Wes.
County Clerk Renovation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to change my carpet in the main office, not in the vault or my office or the conference room, but in the front part of the office where we have the majority of our foot traffic. I believe we put it in 2008, but I'm not sure if that's the date. And it's starting to get pretty ragged. I'd be willing to pay for that. The material needed out of my 400 account, and I was hoping the commission would pay the manpower to do the work. Scott's already gone over and given me a couple of samples to look at. If you have any questions from Scott, he's already looked at the room and measured it and whatnot.
I think whenever you talked about it, was it 2 weeks ago?
I think so, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
We asked if you find out legally if you can use your 400 account. Did you ever find out?
Oh, I didn't hear that. Request.
Is that not, I'm trying to remember, is that not
That's what I remember.
I thought we were waiting to hear back
from
you.
If it's anything that will enhance the election process, then I can use it for that. Since we have thousands of people come in and vote absentee, it will improve the office where they're going to be walking.
And Scott, on the time frame, it'll work. You'll work out the time frame.
Yeah.
It has to. Did you tell me it had to be on weekends, like it was? And
I'd say it will be. I'm gonna have to come in first and tear all that carpet out. But it's all glued down there, so it's gonna take me a little while to get all that up.
Yeah. And you might have worked with him before. Know that it'd be the office's responsibility to get everything up, all small things moved and everything.
We can move the small things. I can't lift a thing.
No, so. I'm not talking about you, but
he'll just get their stuff off the floor. I'll move all the cabinets.
Yeah, we can get everything off the desks and computers and whatnot like that. I just can't lift anything. But yeah, we can get that all ready, Scott. Yeah. You can show us what you want moved and we'll move it.
And you've got money in your budget for the overtime. Do you know if building has enough in their budget for overtime this year?
That's what I came up here for.
That's the time frame I was trying to see.
With the discussion of the communication systems, that's going to be coming out of the 104 account that was discussed. And there's a couple other factors that is going to be coming out of that fund. There is a lot of overtime that happens in this budget. The 104 budget or fund, it will exceed that fund.
Are we doing the phone systems this year? Did you say?
We've got November and December left. Is it a detriment if it's going to exceed the budget? Is it a detriment that we can put it in the budget for the 22 and it be done after the first? Is that a detriment to you?
If we wait until 2022, no.
But she could even buy the material. And then we just want to install it until
she could have that ready. Go ahead.
It's going to be probably 4 to 6 weeks to get the product. When I talked to the lady in there, the kind that we want to get, like we put in your old office, they didn't have it in stock, and she said it'd take a while to get it. So it might be, you're probably getting sometime in December before we even get it.
And if you're working the second half of December, then that second half of December, I believe the last week or something like that, goes into the next year.
Well, I think since he's going to do it on the weekends, it's not going to be an issue. I mean, next year is going to be much busier than this year, but still, if he's doing the work on the weekends, I don't think it'll be a problem for us.
And it'd be on the first part of next year before you get deep
before
into
we get too busy.
How much is the flooring going to cost, do you know?
He estimated between $45,000 and $5,000.
Okay. So it's under the bid requirement?
Well, I'll talk to Nikki. Oh, she's not in here anymore. I'll talk to Nikki about it because I want to make sure he's got all the supplies he needs. I'm not sure what all he needs. But we'll have an expected amount before we move forward. But
the flooring's right at $4,500, and the reason why I said the $500, I'm going to need trim to go around. I just kind of put that in there as a little barrier.
Yeah.
But the flooring's right at $4,500.
Is it like a floating floor? What do you guys put in?
It's waterproof. It's got that rubber backing.
He's going to look at putting it over the top of the carpet and flooring that's down there now, but he's got to check.
That's what I was wondering.
We thought about that, but I don't know if there's... I'm worried about him tripping on the...
That's my issue, is a trip hazard. Because
that carpet sticks up a little bit. I can always take the door off, cut the bottom of the door off, give us a little room there. But I'm worried about it when they come in off the tile itself out in the hall to come into their office. That's going to be raised, and it's already going to have a closure on the floor.
That's
going to raise it even more. So I'm worried about him coming in and tripping on that.
So he's going to try and set some down to see what it's going to be like before we move forward with that.
Or if you could
not,
because I don't know how big of a transition strip you'd need there.
what goes with that's about a half inch time you get up to the top of the, the rounded part.
Can we come in the front door?
And they
have people come in with wheelchairs.
I'm not necessarily worried about a wheelchair. I'm just worried about someone come in there and swing that door open and catch their foot.
Well, I'm thinking though, they have walkers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Like I
I'm going to look at that. I'm going to go in there with some material and lay it down and see what we got. But I'm pretty sure as it is right now, with the tile itself, I'm going to have to cut the bottom of the door off some anyway. So.
Well.
I'll just have to look and see once we got to that point, and you know.
I have confidence that you'll check it out and do what's best for the citizens.
I'm fine as long as you know for a fact it's okay for you to use your account for that.
Yes, I don't have any problem with that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And I'll increase the for salary for
22
for that extra time.
No. I mean, how many hours do you think it's really going to take?
I don't know.
It's not going to take you.
2 weekends, maybe?
Maybe.
Is that if that?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not going to say. It took about 3 weekends for yours.
You have
to. I was taking it out and cutting it around all them desks and countertops.
I was going to say you're going to cut around the countertop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The countertop.
Her counter's long like that, so.
Yeah. But the desk will have to be moved.
Mm-hmm. They'll be moved outside.
Yeah, because I need some repairs on a couple of the desks anyway.
Job security.
I didn't tell you about that, did I, Scott?
No. Yeah. I'll find out about if we go to the carpeting, save a ton of time. But I'll have to check and see if we can even do that. Because that carpet itself kind of sticks up a little bit. So
yeah.
Time to get the transition of the tile on there, it's going to be.
I have my doubts on it, but I know that when you start, you'll find out if it works.
I know the carpet is all glued down. Yeah.
I think I remember that.
It's got sponge behind it. It's got sponge underneath it. It's the carpet and the sponge connected together, so they glued it down.
They shrouded it in and then laid it.
You might be able to, in front of her door, put like a little welcome mat.
Could have, you mean just circle?
And then that gives you the transition twice. It gets rid of your...
Something to think about.
Is the carpet all in good shape to where that you won't have like a...
Yeah, it's not real bad, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's only one spot I want us to look at, Scott, and that's where those plug-ins are in the floor, because that's broke before. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I have no idea when that was done. When they put that carpet in, they carpeted over plugs that was actually built into concrete in the floor. And they've messed up. I've had to go in and cut those completely out and pull them and then glue all that carpet back down. There's, I don't know how many is there in there, like three or four?
I think that's two.
Right, that straight stretch. Well, I've worked on two.
That straight stretch where everybody walks.
I've worked on two of them, so.
Yeah, because it's broke. We've stepped on the wood and snapped it. It just was covered with a thin piece of wood. And then one time it just moved or something.
Are they still existing outlets?
They were.
But they don't use them right now?
No, they're no good. No.
They're in the middle of the walkway.
So you just need to put a metal plate.
I did on the one we repaired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was...
The plug itself probably put in, I'm guessing, the 70s.
It's a little old.
If it's a hump at all, I'd be concerned of your
flooring.
That's why
we come in. It was kind of. That's why we come in and fix.
He fixed it. I just want to make sure those are good when we go put down the flooring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that'd be a little work there. Yeah, we'll do it.
If you rip the carpet up and all the glue, you may have to get a grinder and start grinding that glue down. You don't want to...
I know. I won't know until I start doing it. I just know that it's glued down there. And I'm sure, like everybody else would do, they've trouted in there. So it's all going to be glued.
Yeah. Like I said, then you're going to have to grind that, or you're going to put it.
It'd be much easier to go over the carpet if we can, and I'll go look down there and see if I can. Even if we have to, like you said, we could do a half moon or something to come in.
I'm trying to think if it was in my office, if it was where that they had to bring in a machine that it was really dusty and everything. You had to go through to, and that's probably what you're talking about.
We don't have to.
It was somewhere here.
Because when that happens, and all the carpet and all the padding don't come up. with it when you're pulling it up, it'll still be on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have to go that route, it's going to be a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But.